A documentary called Tiger King dominated the start of the pandemic, and Tiger King 2 is dominating the end of the pandemic for Australians, we believe. Mm-hmm. Who is the star, one of the big stars of this new Tiger King?
Well, it starts with Joe Exotic, but every time you see him, Husey and Aaron, he's via video phone from prison. This is his opening line in the series.
Everybody's from the zoo. It's not there making money. I'm paying the price for every one of them people.
Yeah, and the man charged with trying to help Joe, well, get out of prison is the man from John M. Phillips from Phillips and Hunt Lawyers. He is one of the most prominent people in the new documentary, and he joins us on the line from the United States. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning.
Mate, do you think you've got a good case to get Joe Exotic out of prison?
We do. I just got off a phone call with Jeff Lowe. You know, despite what happened in Tiger King 2, we're still talking. He's still cooperating, mm-hmm. Still giving me videos and audios of recording the federal agents. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's three grounds. Quickly, it's ineffective assistance of counsel, meaning his lawyers weren't good enough. The government misconduct, meaning the government bad enough. And then new evidence, so stuff we're getting every day.
For those who might not be fully across it, can you tell us, and I know there might be some restrictions, but what he's actually been charged with, why he is in jail?
Right. So Joe originally was investigated for animal abuse or you know, the sale of these exotic tigers. So you're mm-hmm. not supposed to sale these exotic species. So there were some paperwork violations, some euthanization of some very old, very sick tigers that they said he shouldn't have done without a vet there. And then ultimately it falls into murder for hire. So whether or not he legit hired somebody to kill Carol Baskin, his arch nemesis, so to speak, was the main target. And they used the animal charges to make the jury mad at him. And then through this whole sideshow of did he try to kill Carol Baskin? And even the hitman is now saying he perjured himself at federal trial and there was never a mutual intent to kill anybody.
So is it with Joe, was it always just he was joking about that sort of stuff or yeah, where's he at with that?
As I said in the show, you know, Joe is going to Joe. So Joe, you know, there's this whole concept of earned media. So if you say something crazy on television or on the radio, it might echo. And so Joe had his little internet TV show, not little, it was decent. And you know, he would get the most traffic when he, you know, threatened this crazy woman down in Florida, Carol Baskin. And so, you know, if Joe had hired me, you know, 10 years ago, we'd be in a different situation maybe. Mm. But, you know, that's usually my job is to kind of clean up the messes, not pre-clean up the messes.
Yeah, prevent them.
Well, just on Carol Baskin, one of the most extraordinary pieces of footage in the show, which is I remember happening at the time, Husey, was when Carol Baskin went to do Dancing with the Stars. Yep. And she's in tiger costume. She's dancing to Eye of the Tiger. She's doing the pastel. Mm. Exactly, Aaron. They were making her look, you know, ridiculous. Mm. But straight after one of her dances, in John's previous work, working with the family of Don Lewis, who is the husband of Eric Carol Baskin.
The missing husband.
Yeah, there's John on television straight after her dance in this commercial.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded.
So Carol took most of the money from his estate. Is that right, mate? You were trying to get some money for the rest of the family?
That's right. You know, we were trying to figure out what happened to Don Lewis. And, you know, Carol was dancing with the stars. And so I approached the family and said, look, let's forever handcuff Don Lewis to her ankle on her biggest stage. And so we paid for that commercial just to air in Tampa and Jacksonville, Florida. And it was supposed to be the very first local commercial out. And it 30 minutes later, it hadn't aired. And so I'm on the phone like, what happened? Where's my commercial? I paid money. And it turns out it went up to the national ABC executives to see whether they wanted to air it. And I'm told it aired in more markets than what we paid. And then the next day, because TMZ picked it up, Howard Stern was talking about it. You know, it was this thing. And the hotline was buzzing with tips, which was the whole point.
Can we ask, how much did you pay for that commercial to air in a local market?
It was, I think it was a total of like $5,000,
$6,000. Wow.
That is a money. We saw it here. They played it here as well.
That has got more traction than the Super Bowl ad.
Can I ask about Donald Trump? I mean, oh, sorry. No, you go. You go.
Just the next day, like I've been called the media, whatever lately. But I had done Dateline and 48 Hours and all these shows, but I had never done the entertainment circuit. So the next day I was on all the entertainment shows and, hearing myself on Howard Stern twice, I was like, I think that was worth $6,000. I think it was okay.
That was worth $6,000.
Why didn't Donald Trump pardon Joe?
Yeah. So you're going to make me talk bad about his other counsel, I guess. I have a 9-year-old. And I think my 9-year-old's pardon application might have been better. this one didn't have crayon on it, but it was close. And so it's, it just wasn't, Eric Love, respect him for trying, but he's not a lawyer. And so he's the legal head of Team Tiger. And, I don't know whether they were going to have a lunch with Donald Jr. or what, but I've litigated against the DOJ. I still have Omarosa's case against the Department of Justice, and it's very serious. And Trump was inclined to Trump whenever. You got Joe Exotic doing Joe and Trump doing Trump. It could have happened, but you build cases based upon testimony and affidavits and evidence, and so it's taken me a good 9 months to assemble that. And now I think we have a better chance, but you got to exhaust all the remedies before you get to a pardon anyway. The pardon's supposed to be the Hail Mary at the end of the game, and they hadn't played the game yet.
Yeah, I'd love to see Joe get out and possibly be Donald's running mate in 2024.
Oh, Trump Exotic. Trump Exotic. It's got a ring to it.
No. We're gonna try to keep Joe out of the presidential arena next time.
Why do you think John, of the fees, John? Think of the fees.
I know.
John M. Williams, lawyer at Phillips and Hunt. You can see him in Tiger King 2, now streaming on Netflix. Mate, we'll speak to you again once he's out. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Love you guys down there.
Good on you, man. Yeah.